Okay, people, now we're going to move on to something totally and completely different. We're going to talk about the very fun world of flirting, dating, and racism. You know, when someone pushes all the wrong buttons. In my career, for example, I can't even count the number of times that someone has called me a chiquita, a conchita, bonita, a hot tamale, you know, Carmen Miranda. So should I be flattered because they might have meant well with it, or should I just plain be insulted? Our producer, Camilo Vargas, talks now to fellow journalist and writer Rula Al-Nasrawi about the microaggressions she calls flirty racism and the new etiquette of multi-culti dating.
You're Mexican? But you're so pretty.
You don't act Latina.
Ooh, Latina. Spicy.
Do these sound familiar? They didn't to me at first, until this happened. I was standing outside a club in New York City, and a middle-aged white guy walks up to me, and he says, "You're the cutest Mexican I've ever seen." Now, I'm not Mexican, and it was kind of weird that he was surprised to actually see a cute Mexican guy. And then he said, "We should get out of here before the cops get here because, you know, Mexicans and the cops." Now, what does that even mean? That I was getting deported or that I was getting stopped and frisked? I come from South America where most people actually look like me. So I had never experienced something so offensive and creepy at the same time. So I'm new to this, but people of color in the U.S. are not. A few weeks later, I'm going through my Facebook feed and I see an article on Vice magazine. Calling me a terrorist is not flirting. So I invited the author, Rula Al-Nasrawi, to help me make sense of this on our show. Rula, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me, you guys.
So tell me a little bit what experiences you had that led you to write this piece on flirty racism.
A couple of years back, I was at a burger place with my best friend from home in California. These two guys approach us, and the guy that I'm talking to says that he's a veteran from Iraq, and because I had told him in conversation that I was from Iraq. So then he looks at me and says, "Well, I just got back from there, and you're very attractive for an Iraqi woman."
Wow.
Yeah, so a little very awkward.
Yeah.
One of those things where I was like, does he know that that's not a compliment? Is he even aware that that's just a really intense thing to say to somebody?
It's usually, okay, so the person who is engaging with you is clearly attracted to you. They, you know, want to strike up conversation and all of a sudden, you know, a compliment comes out based on a racist idea.
Right, right. I mean, someone would make, you know, insert flirty racist comment, and then, "Can I buy you a drink?" It just puts you in this awkward position of like, did you only want to talk to me because I look different?
We knew very well we're not the only people that have gotten flirty racism. So we went out on the streets of New York City and we found the different types of flirty racism out there. Here are some of the women we met.
"You're a beautiful Spanish girl." And it's just like, so I'm not beautiful. I'm just a beautiful Spanish, in my Spanish culture.
We were just at a lounge and, you know, this guy approached us, both of us, and, "Oh, you know, we're beautiful for black women."
Not compliments, man. Then another pattern was full-blown exoticization and offensive generalization.
Like, what they say when they approach me is, "Oh my God, you look like Lucy Liu." I'm like, I look nothing like Lucy Liu, but I'm glad you're aware of one Asian actress.
So they're like, "Oh my God, you're just like Rosie Perez. Nothing about me looks like Rosie Perez."
Like, you have a squeaky voice.
I have a squeaky voice, and I'm f***ing Spanish. Like,
she really didn't look like Rosie Perez. And then we even found men of color who also get fetishized by women.
"So there was a cougar. So I have this older lady. She's gotta be in her 50s. She comes into my job. I work in at a vitamin shop. So she says like she's into Hispanic men, and she just automatically, she would just tell everybody, all my customers, that I'm her boyfriend. So it was sort of uncomfortable, but I took it in stride."
And then just straight up caricatura.
"So they'll start with ni hao, and then when you ignore it, they say konnichiwa. And then they'll say, well, does this work or does that work? And they'll try multiple Asian languages and say, well, I guess you don't speak any one of them."
Then a final type where people flat out decide your ethnicity for you.
Because I get Filipino a lot. I'm actually full Vietnamese. And they're like, you don't even look Vietnamese. You don't have the Vietnamese nose. Like, you have a big butt for an Asian. And I'm just like, oh.
Like, oh, what nationality are you? Oh, I'm Indian. No, you can't be. You're too tall.
So Rula and I got curious, and we decided to ask guys how they go about flirting. Rula and I bumped into some sailors, and she told them about being catcalled a terrorist.
Right? The officer wouldn't call you a terrorist. Yeah. Like, come on. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Do you comment on the race at all? Or
no.
Do you
no.
Not
no.
Even say
are you serious?
Okay.
Are you serious? So that, honestly, if like if you're attracted to somebody, you obviously wouldn't take that into consideration, right? Because you're attracted to them, right?
Right.
Some of the people we talked to had their own suggestions for flirting etiquette.
When you think stereotypical thoughts or racist thoughts, there's a line between immediately coming out with it versus keeping it to yourself until you reach an understanding, until you don't think them anymore and want to just come out with it.
I even say it.
Just like, you're beautiful.
For who I am.
Yeah.
You appreciate the way that I look.
Right.
Doesn't matter what color I am. I think it's just unnecessary.
Being called exotic makes people feel different.
It comes off offensive most of the time because it's like, oh, you're exotic. Well, guess what? There's actually 1.1 billion of us.
You look exotic. Like, you look like you're just into extraordinary things and you're just, like, out of the ordinary things.
As Rula points out, exoticization is offensive and it doesn't even make sense anymore.
Especially in the U.S., it's like this is a diverse country and it shouldn't be as much of a thing. It's 2014, so to still be called exotic is like, where are you from?
Yeah. Rula, thank you so much for joining us here on Latino USA.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Rula Al-Nasrawi is a contributor at Vice, The Atlantic, and Galore magazines. And we want to hear your experiences with hashtag flirty racism. Tweet at us at Latino USA and tell us your story.